Blog Talk Radio.
Getting t-shirts together.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. All right. So what's been going on? Fill me in. What's been up? Besides, I mean, I know the T-shirt is business boom. Very reunion season.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's what's been up. We had a family reunion this weekend. And then that's pretty much that's the extent of everything that I got going on is work and work outside of work.
Yeah.
We did have a nice time. We were in Arkansas this weekend for my husband's family reunion, so we had fun.
That's good. Y'all popped up or what? Are you just in church?
Huh?
Did y'all pop up or you just did the shirts? Y'all or y'all had gear with you when you went?
We had gear with us when we went, but we were there for the weekend. We family reunion Friday and Saturday. And we checked out Sunday morning, hung out with some family, and then we came on home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know. Oh, my God. Well, I mean, for me, today was hot. You know, it was hot on the way to work. Well, I had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I didn't go to sleep till 2 o'clock. Okay. So by the time I got to work, I prayed all the way to work. I said, Denise, you will not go to sleep at these people. You know, jobs. You will not. I told myself, I had a real good conversation. I said, listen, you will not go up in here and embarrass your mama. Don't do it. Don't embarrass Sister Cook. Don't go in these people's jobs because I was sitting there. And it was crazy because people kept talking to me. That's what kept me woke. Because people just kept saying something to me. They don't know how grateful I was. Because, baby, that coma, that little voluntary coma was knocking right on the front of my forehead. Girl, go to sleep. That's what it was saying. Go to sleep right now. That's what it is. I say what. Now, I got this topic, right? I got this topic, and the topic is if you have a best friend, right? Which some people don't believe in best friends, so I'll say good friend. If you have a good friend, homegirl, homeboy, whatever, they your road dog, or however you say it. If you think somebody did you wrong, this is just hypothetical. If somebody did you wrong, you feel like somebody did you wrong, you call up your homegirl and you say, they did me wrong, right? I'm mad. I'm hot as fish grease. And now, is your friend supposed to be on your side? Or, I mean, I'm talking about right there at that moment. Is your friend supposed to be on your side or is your friend supposed to school you right in that moment? What you think?
Okay, now say that again.
Okay, I'm mad, right? I get mad. Okay, let me say it like this. Somebody stole one of my ideas and did it themselves, right? They participated in it when I did it. It was my deal. They participated in it. Then they took it and did it themselves somewhere else. I was hot as fish grease. I was hot because I'm a blockaholic. I will block people. I'm a blockaholic. Please listen. I'm blocking folks. It blesses me. So I said, so-and-so, blah, 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 blah. I'm through with her. So the person tells me, what you mad for? You don't own it. They can do it if they want to do it. Okay. What I do, I feel like if you my friend, I'm not going to go shoot nobody. I'm not the violent type anymore now that I'm not in school, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I'm mad about it, if it made me mad, you my friend. Okay, so go ahead, weigh in. What you say?
Okay.
I mean, you could tell, I'm like this, you could tell me I'm wrong tomorrow. You know, tell me I'm wrong tomorrow. But right now,
why you in your element and you hot, like, there's no reason for you, and you know, now, as long as I'm not doing anything wrong, like, I'm saying I'm going to go over there and I'm going to do a drive-by or nothing crazy like that, then just let me be mad. You ain't got to agree with it, but you ain't got to disagree with it either. Just let me be mad. Let me vent. Hold your comments to yourself. Now, it'd be different if I said, you know, this happened. I'm fixing to go over here, and I'm fixing to handle up. Then that's when you say, okay, keep this. Let's be mad right here at this address.
Yeah.
And then we'll confront her or him tomorrow, because there's nothing that's going to change the situation. She's done it. He's done it. It's done. You can't undo it.
Yeah.
So let's let that marinate. Now, sometimes you have to handle people where the disrespect happens, or when it happens, you have to handle it then. But you know.
So I weighed in on the exam. I was like, okay, first of all, you my friend. Well, first of all, when she did it, I didn't say nothing to her at the moment. I just got off the phone with her and called somebody else that'll let me go off, right? I called somebody that interrupted my foolishness, you know?
Yeah.
And the next day, which is today, I called and I said what I said. I said, you know, I'm kind of mad at you because the way it works is we supposed to be mad together, or you supposed to at least let me be mad. Then the next day you supposed to come with that, what you mad for, people to do what they want to do, blah, 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 blah. It ain't, you know, you don't own it or whatever. Trifling, let me not get mad again. So that's how I feel about it. You should be on my side. I'm talking about a good friend. I'm talking about somebody that when you, because I'm like this, when you get mad, I'm mad with you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm mad. I'm over here with you. You know what I'm saying? Now, when you get to talking about you going to bust the windows out of the car, and then I'm about to say, girl, if you don't sit out, you know what I'm saying? I just thought, talk about it and see if I'm crazy, because I felt like, and see, I don't have many friends either, so I always got to check what I do. I always got to check myself, because that's how I felt. I was like, you're supposed to be my friend. You don't even know this other lady. You know what I'm saying? Because I was telling her, I blocked her. I blocked the chick because you just showed me who you are. Then she was like, you going to call and talk to her and mention? No, I'm not. Because I know who you are. What I'm going to call you for, you done set up a whole. Let me tell you what happened. Let me break it down. So, you know, when we were coming up in the church, they had the 7-Up program, right?
Right.
Nobody does the 7-Up program in Houston. Nobody. Right? So,
right.
I'm reviving an old school Church Going Christ special, right?
Right.
So I invite this lady to speak on my program, whatever. And so every year I have the 7-Up program, 7-Up cake, cup with 7-Up on it, 7-Up shirt, you know, 7 speakers, speak up, stand up, shut up, what up, you know, whatever. So I look up and I see a red, green, and white fly on Facebook with a 7-Up cup on it.
Uh-huh.
I say, I know I'm not. I do this every year. I know I don't see this. Now, my thing is, If you somebody in there, why not just say, hey, girl, I love the idea. So that's what I'm talking about. But, you know, people ain't like that no more. Because if I'm going to use somebody's concept, I'm going to call and I'm going to say, hey, you know, teach me how to do it, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to be like, hey, I'm, you know what I'm saying? I was hot because I don't like thieves. You understand me? I don't like people like this, man. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know.
No, not at all.
She blocked on everything. I don't care. I am a blockaholic, y'all. Write that one down. Along with me not liking bozos and bozoism. I don't like, I'm a blockaholic. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't, you understand me, do drugs. I block people. Now, it may be unhealthy for some other people, but I feel like since your feelings are on Facebook, let me block you. You understand? Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Boom. I'm going to put that on the shirt. Damn, put that on the shirt. Blockaholic. I'm a blockaholic. Boom. I don't drink, I don't smoke, and I don't do drugs. But, nigga, I'm a blockaholic. Boom.
Hey, I'll put that.
Let me know when you do it.
For you.
Yeah, please. Let me know. Because I'm wearing it to every event from now on. Church event, everybody going to be in their suits. I'm going to be in a little black shirt. Or pink shirt, whatever, however color. Black is good because then I can wear me a hat with it. And, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I just feel like if you're my friend or whatever, my good friend, not just friend or associate or whatever, we talk every day. You can be mad with me because when you mad, I'm mad with you. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. That's how I know this world coming to an end. Because ain't nobody loyal or nobody considers people feelings no more. People just be doing stuff. You know? That's how I know.
Yeah.
That's how I know. Anyway.
Yeah, that's the definite. They don't.
They don't. Mm-hmm. And some people care too much. Like me, I'm learning not to care that much because if I start caring too much, if I keep caring too much, I'm gonna be crazy. I'm gonna be crazy. Period. You know, for real.
Crazy?
Yeah. If I keep caring too much, because I be, you know. But this is one thing I found out, too. When you care too much, a part of you wants to prove something to somebody. So you have to be careful when you're doing that kind of stuff. I have to tell somebody today, hey, I'm not trying to impress you. And they looked at me so crazy because they never heard me talk like that. But see, I figured like this. When I figure out that you are using me and you don't care nothing about me, I'm going to change how I interact with you. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That same respect I have for you or caring nature I have for you, I don't have it no more. And you know,
right.
I'm just saying. So some people say I became real mean, but I ain't mean, Zam. I ain't mean. I mean, if I don't protect myself, who gonna protect me? Nobody. So I gotta do
right.
it.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Period.
It makes sense.
Oh, my God.
Well,
that's all.
Yeah, that situation is in, and I'll take it a step further. If it's family, you know, you have mutual friends.
Mm-hmm.
I understand they didn't do it to you. They did it to your sister, but that's your sister. and that friend is mutual. Other friends are, you know, like you said, people ain't loyal no more.
People not loyal, Sam. It's
you know,
crazy.
You can find another friend, mutual friend.
Huh.
You know. But if it come to me and if you know that this is what happened, XYZ, man, because I'm telling you, I went through something about 2 years ago, maybe 2 years ago, where somebody did something to my kids. And when I tell you, it pissed me off, but I was just as much hurt as I was pissed.
Yeah.
It took me, man, almost a year before I even, when I tell you, phone calls would come through, I wouldn't even pick up. Roy would look at me, he'd my phone, and I wouldn't even pick up. And at some point, they got the point, and they stopped calling as much, you know.
Yeah.
But you hurt a part of me. You know, you hurt my baby. So
exactly.
It doesn't matter that you didn't do it to me. You did it to them. And so in doing it to them, you know, so that was a given.
And then you would think that the person know you enough not to even go there. You know what
you
I'm
would
saying?
Think.
Like
you would think,
and that's why I say
would,
these days
right?
People have no, they have no. What I told this person today that you have no cutoff. You know what I'm saying? Me, I know for a fact all the way in. And jack a person's self-esteem up. So I know where my line is if it's somebody I care about. You get what I'm saying? If you get mad in an argument, you're going to argue. But I got a line. You get what I'm saying? I said, okay, I ain't going to go there. But when the other person, you got a line you know, in your life, but they don't have one, you got a messed up situation going on. You know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You know, I guess I'm saying you giving too much respect to some people that didn't earn it and ain't trying to earn it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and I had to stop myself a couple of weeks ago because I'm a caring person. I'm one of the people, I'm going to show up, take care of what got to be taken care of, and I do it without thinking. You know what I'm saying? I just do it. You know what I mean? Because that's who I am. So I don't want to change who I am. I just have to change who I'm doing that for. And whoever listens, you get this in a minute. You don't have to change who you are. You just have to change who you're doing it for. Because in a minute, you're going to run out. And when you run out, then who going to do? Who going to take care of you? And a lot of people, they don't even think like that. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It's sad because some people live their whole life doing it. I'm talking about their whole entire life goes to that very thing. And then they wake up one day and it's everybody's fault.
No, it ain't.
That's what I'm saying.
People ain't loyal and they ain't trying to be.
Oh, I guess we talking about friendships today. I guess friendships are just people in general.
Yeah, but it goes back to that. Once you show me who you are,
we're talking about the Black Panther. Show them who you are. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. For real. You know. that's just where I am. I mean, I'm getting older or whatever, and I feel like, I'm like, you got your opinion, I got mine, period. You know, you want to do what you want to do, well, guess what? I got some deal breakers, boo. You know, and that's one of them.
Yeah.
You know. That's one of them. And another one, oh, this is what I was going to say, too. You talk about mutual friends, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Say you got this friend, right? And she has mm-hmm. a friend that you really just met one time, right? But you and she come back and tell you that the friend don't like you or got problems with you. Or every time you mention, she mention you, the friend get irritated. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my thing is, don't tell me what your friend's saying. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong for that? Don't tell me
mm-mm.
that your friend don't like you, because you're going to invite me to your house,
listen,
and she's going to be there.
And not only that, you got to look at this. Okay. If you have a mutual friend, no. Let me rephrase that. If that's your friend, but it's not my friend, I give less than a fuck about what your friend talking about.
Exactly.
Because she ain't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah. Oh,
so
no.
which leads me to, that's your friend and I'm your friend. So if she says something about me, then you stop her in her tracks. Look, whoa,
exactly.
Wait a minute, hold up. Now, we ain't got to bring her up in any of our conversations. Since I know how you feel, you don't have to worry about me bringing her up in no conversation, but you will keep your mouth off of her, because I wouldn't allow her to talk about you either. That's not how
exactly.
we roll.
Exactly.
You're my friend. She's my friend. Y'all not friends. But knowing that I care about her just like I care about you, you keep your mouth off of
her. Exactly.
So you stop that in its tracks, and then you don't have to worry about that no more.
And the crazy thing is, you know we're going to end up in the same place at one time or other, because you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You got a birthday party coming up. Y'all got other mutual friends. Y'all going to be there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. That's what that is. And then a lot of times you can keep confusion down just by keeping your mouth shut. You ain't got to tell everything you know. You ain't got to tell all everything you know.
You ain't got to do that.
If that friend didn't say something and you stopped her in her tracks, then you don't have to come to me and say, hey, she said X, Y, Z, because it don't make sense.
Exactly. Exactly. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, you know. I'm new to this whole friend thing because I don't really like people. I try to like
people.
I mean, I might say acquaintance. Let me not say that. I'm a distant person. It's like I don't call people every day. I'm not a.
You don't let people in your inner circle, your inner space. That's your bubble. That's your space. Give me 50
yeah.
feet or 100
yeah.
maybe. But hey, I'll
talk
to you from a distance. I'll wave at you from a distance. You know,
yeah.
And don't be offended. Don't hear from me every day or every week or every month or every year.
Yeah. Because I'm just not that person. You need that person. You got to find out.
Girl.
Seriously, at first I thought maybe I should try. I'm going to try to make friends. I tried.
What?
Hell, it didn't work. It didn't work.
No.
People tend to say stuff like, you act like you don't need nobody. Wait a minute. I don't think friendships is about needing people. I'm weird. Leave me alone. Just leave me alone. Somebody call me. You ain't called me in days, because that's what I do. I don't call people. I'm not good at it. I'm just not. Yeah. I'm trying. I'm telling you. I mean, trying my best.
You know, that's all I give you. All I give you.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-mm. It get raggedy after a while. If you don't watch yourself, maybe it'll be raggedy. Oh, Lord help me do. Yeah, no. Anyway, oh, this is good. This is good. I needed to get that out. Damn, I thank you. I'm for real. I'm telling you, the past 6 months have been crazy. It has been crazy. But I'm still rolling. Still, you know, doing what I got to do. You know, I'm finished this book I'm working on. I got to finish it. And then I'm finna do my mama's Christian Academy at my office. Getting that started. Got a couple of people who are ready to start school. And
okay.
And I'm good. Real. Just sometimes I don't understand some of the stuff people be doing. Like, are you serious? But anyway. You want to give some closing remarks?
Huh?
You want to give some closing remarks?
Oh, closing?
Yeah.
Stop calling people your friends. Call them your acquaintances. in order to get that title as a friend, there are some concessions that have to be made, like, you got to be 10 toes down with somebody in the mud, and, you know, you got to go through some things. You know what? They had my back, you know.
Yeah.
They made sure I was good, you know. They saw I was struggling, and they came, and I didn't ask them for nothing, and they wasn't expecting nothing. You know,
exactly.
That's a friend. You can't just call everybody a friend. You know, acquaintances. I have acquaintances. You know, so that way,
well, duly noted.
You don't have to say, you know, once a week, you know what, you know, my friend was trash, you know, now that acquaintance was trash. It wasn't your friend.
Hey, y'all. Anyway, good night. Arrivederci. We love y'all, but we got to go.